Morning, my name is Richard and I'm a Christian. I kind of forgot which meeting I was in for a second. As I'm a geezer, Will has kindly allowed me a little bit more time to share my walks. So I'll try to keep it down to about half an hour. I think I'm joking. My walk with God started on the 12th of August 1955 when I was born the second of six children to a Catholic mother and a Methodist father, neither of whom were particularly Christian or even church-going. As a Catholic, though, my mother did do church at Easter and midnight mass on Christmas Eve. My father went to church for weddings and funerals. My mother, being Catholic, did, however, do some fundamental things that brings me here today. She made sure we were christened as infants, made my first Holy Communion when I was six, and confirmed when I was 12. Neither of these two events at the time meant much to me, as was just something you did as a Catholic and not as a profession of your faith. I attended Sunday school from the age of four right up to the age of 12. Not because I wanted to, but because my mother insisted we did. I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church again, not really by choice. Yes, I need to tell you that at the age of six, I also ran my first cross country. The significance of this will become evident later. At 12, I moved from Sunday school to the youth, where meetings took place in a youth centre in a less formal setting. And I had started to question at that time the young priest, about 28, 30 years old, who ran the youth about the significance of the church, or even of God in people's lives, as well as celibacy in the Catholic Church. Whether you really needed God to make it in the world. There had been other events in my life at the time that I will not go into today. That made me question these things as well. I was by now a very successful multidisciplined athlete. At 14, I arrived at the youth center early one Friday evening, as was my habit, with my older sister and my younger brother. And we found this same young priest taking a young girl's confession on the pool table. That did it for me. It confirmed that church and God was irrelevant, and I left the Catholic Church never to return. God in His graciousness, though, led me to search for my faith, and I went to many different churches and faiths, including Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, and I even looked at Eastern religions based on the influences of the Beatles and other bands at the time. At 14, I also started to work my school holidays in the Merchant Navy, and here I was introduced to alcohol and women. I'll say no more about them. At 16, though, I left school and joined the Merchant Navy full-time. I went to church on high days and holy days, but I was more involved in the things of life and never gave God a second thought, really. By this time, my running had progressed to provincial level. At 18, I left the Merchant Navy and was drafted into the South African Army. In those days, all white males were conscripted into that apartheid war. I continued to consume enough alcohol for a crowded pub on my own, and also continued my advances as a successful athlete, representing my country for the first time. I went to church every Sunday, as it was a day out of camp, and there were girls there that loved men, or rather boys in uniform. In that same year, Billy Graham had a rally all around South Africa. I also read a book, The Cross and the Switchblade, and both of these events had a significant impact on me because I started again to question the direction I had taken my life and began to search for a greater meaning and to the existence than just alcohol, women. My sport, though, was not up for debate. In 1975, after two bad episodes with alcohol, I swore off drink, and to this day have never touched it again. Sadly, though, the drinking meant that my international athletics career ended that year too. In 1997, my brother was home from the army, and we decided we needed to find ourselves some dates. My parents lived in a high-rise block, and my mother introduced us to two girls. My date was an extremely shy girl. Little did I know, though, that at that time that this girl, who I really had no interest in, was to be God's gift of an angel in my life. 3 months later, I was planning to go to my best friend's 21st party and told my mother that I was planning to take my ex-girlfriend who had broken up with me because of my drinking. She told me that she had told this girl that I had no interest in, that I was going to ask her. I was really annoyed, but I did ask her. Unfortunately, she agreed to go with me, even though my mother had actually said nothing to her. That day we decided to get engaged, and 18 months we were married. Back then in South Africa, though, to marry in church, you had to be a regular member. We had chosen Christ Church, which was a Church of England church, with a really no-nonsense minister who challenged my faith and brought back to me all the memories of my earlier searching. I must add here that for the next 15 years, I remained having to be in the army and continue to shoot at my black brothers. All I can say, though, is that from this year on, my wife Jane and I continued to go to church as we knew it was important to us, as long as it didn't interfere with my sport. We moved house and even cities quite regularly, but we remained in church. In 1985, after a Sunday service, our minister then, Les Walker, asked me if I needed to find an extra hour a week to run, could I? My response was, well, of course, yes. There was little more important to me in my life than my family, and more especially my sport. He challenged me then to give an hour to a midweek Bible study. I was fairly mad at him. By this time, Jane was already a committed Christian. I couldn't get this thought, though, out of my head. And 2 days later, I went to Les's house, and together, I gave my life to God. My walk with God from then on has been a difficult one. I've done my best to destroy my family through some extremely bad decisions. God has been faithful, though, despite my determination to swim upstream. I was also at this time expelled from the army, fortunately. We were used by God to do a number of church plants in rural areas of our country. And I was humbled to meet Christians who made me realize that it was very, very easy to be a Christian in South Africa if you were white. There is much more I can tell you about the past 30 years of my Christian walk, but I'll keep it down to that it hasn't been easy. As I stand here this morning, I'm still plagued with the dilemma that I faced when I was 14. How do I fit God and my sport into the same day? You see, I'm still an extremely committed athlete. I should have been racing my bike today. God won, Richard Mill. In conclusion, I want to share two of many scriptures that have kept me safe throughout my life, that have never left me. Psalm 23, especially verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Romans 14:11. As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue will confess to God. I also want to say two last things about God, that he has an incredible sense of humor and his love knows no bounds. His sense of humor is demonstrated in that he gave my loving wife, Jane, a midget clown for a husband. And his love for me can be clearly seen in that no matter what I've done to ruin my life, he has held me fast. And the guardian angel he gave me in 1976 is still married to me today. Praise God in my life.